Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the coin of Cleopatra. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
What are all these medals over here in this case, Blackstone?
Those? Oh, they're medals commemorating various famous magicians.
Other famous magicians, you mean, don't you, Blackstone?
Oh, you can relax, Rhoda. You're among friends.
Remind me to raise her salary one day, Don.
I'll do that, little thing, but I don't think she's worth it.
Well, leave us leave my worth out of this and talk about the medals. Now, this is one of my pets. It belonged to a magician named Max Malini. And here's one for the great killer.
Well, whose was this?
Oh, that belonged to Professor Anderson.
Well, what's this one over here, the big golden?
Oh, that is the famous coin of the Cleopatra.
You mean it really belonged to Cleopatra? Say, this should be in a museum, Blackstone.
Well, not really, Don.
Oh, but a coin as valuable and as old as this one shouldn't be kicking around with a lot of stuff like this.
Oh, watch out, Don. Blackstone gets sore when people call his collection junk.
Oh, I said stuff, not junk, Rhoda.
Oh.
And Blackstone knows what I mean.
Of course I do, Don. Well, I guess I'd better tell you about that coin.
This is quite an exciting story, Don.
Well, come on, give.
Rhoda and I were waiting in a reception room of the office of Reuter Van Arden, the diamond.
What on earth are we doing here, Blackstone? Van Arden can't want us to go through the act, can he?
Well, you never can tell. Maybe all the diamond cutters are going to have a convention or something.
Well, maybe. Or maybe you've just decided to bedeck me with jewels.
Mr. Blackstone?
Yes?
I'm Reuter Van Arden.
How do you do, sir?
Won't you come in, please?
Thank you.
Now, if you will sit down. First, I want to say thank you for coming to see me. I appreciate it.
Mr. Van Arden, what did you want to see me about?
I have been having troubles. Very bad troubles.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I want you should help me out if you could.
Well, suppose you tell me about it.
Thank you. I am, as you perhaps know, a cutter of diamonds. Before those Nazis took my country, my firm was one of the largest in the world.
Everyone knows of your company, Mr. Van Arden.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I come to this country with the aid of my old friend, Louis Burdett. I have known him for many years. He set me up here in business, and he's kind enough to become my partner.
You've been doing pretty well?
Oh, very well, very well. Until 2 months ago. Now there's nothing but trouble. Trouble, trouble.
What sort of trouble?
Thieveries.
Robberies.
Yes. Yes, one right after another.
Diamonds, you mean?
Yes, it's like magic, these robberies. That is why we call for you, Mr. Blackstone.
Well, then, suppose you tell me a little more about this.
Very gladly. My partner and I, we deliver the stones.
And very smart, too, with a couple of $1 million at stake.
He and I, we seal the stone in a box, wrap it up, and seal it up good. Then he or I, we deliver the stone. But when we arrive at our destination, there is no stone. Only the empty box, all sealed up.
That does sound like magic.
Well, just what is it you want me to do?
Today we have a very valuable diamond to be delivered to a wealthy woman.
Yes?
I want you to watch while we wrap up the stone, while we seal it, and while we deliver it. I want you to make sure no one steals the stone.
I'll be glad to.
Oh, Louis. Come in, my friend. Louis, this is Mr. Blackstone and his assistant, Miss Brenner.
How do you do?
They are willing to help us.
I am very glad. This thing has us baffled, you know.
Yeah. I can imagine it might.
Besides costing us a great deal of money.
Yeah.
Well, right there. Shall we get busy?
Yes, as soon as the better, no? Well, here is the diamond.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
It's a very clear stone. Exceptionally beautiful.
And you are going to place the diamond in this box?
That's correct.
I have an idea.
Yes?
This coin I have in my pocket is supposed to have once belonged to Cleopatra, and is supposed to bring bad luck if anyone steals the thing it is guarding.
You want to put the coin in the box with the diamond?
Exactly, Rhoda.
I'm afraid our thief is much too clever to be scared off by superstitions, Mr. Blackstone.
I'm afraid so, too. But it's worth trying, isn't it?
Oh, surely one small coin will not cause harm. Let him place the coin next to the stone.
Oh, very well, but I'm afraid I can't have much faith in it.
Well, there it is, right next to the diamond. Now, lock the box, Van Alden.
Good. Now we wrap it up in paper and tie it up good. Strong enough and tight enough, Mr. Blackstone.
Yes, I think so.
Now give it to me. I'll slip it into my pocket until it's time for you and me to catch the train.
Well, aren't we going to seal the package, Mr. Burdett?
Oh, how stupid of me. I quite forgot. Here, here's the package, Mr. Blackstone.
Thanks. By the way, what train are we taking?
The 9:30.
Oh, we've plenty of time then. You'd better seal this, Van Alden.
Yeah. There, the sealing wax and the match. Now, there. Yeah, there it is, all sealed up tight. Now, since we have time, why not we all go and have a small bit of refreshment?
Huh? Sounds all right to me.
Well, I will lead the way.
Hey, Blackstone, they've left a diamond package right there on the desk.
Never mind.
But Blackstone...
No, I said never mind.
Well, okay, you're the boss.
You are following Mr. Blackstone.
Coming, Van Alden. Well, Mr. Van Alden, that was an excellent drink. I think we should get ready to leave, though. We haven't much time now.
That's it. I'll go and see.
We'll all go. Come on, Rhoda.
Right.
There he goes. That man over there, he's stolen the diamond.
Well, shoot! Shoot, you fool!
Oh, he's gone.
You missed him.
Oh, he's gone and my diamond with him.
I fired point blank at the thief. I don't see how I could possibly have missed him.
You mean you fired blanks.
What are you driving at, Blackstone?
That man was your accomplice, Burdett.
You can't prove that.
Yes, I can. Grab him, Van Alden.
No.
No.
Unless I am very much mistaken, you'll find your diamond in the right-hand coat pocket.
Here it is. The box that holds my diamond.
And inside it you will find the coin of Cleopatra that brings bad luck to thieves.
Well, there's another mystery solved by magic. But I'm darned if I can see how you did it, Blackstone.
Oh, he didn't do it. It was the coin.
Brought bad luck, is that it?
Well, didn't it? I'll bet Mr. Burdett isn't any too pleased with his luck while he's in jail.
Well, tell me, Blackstone, how did you do it?
While that coin was in the package, it couldn't be switched without my knowing it.
Well, why not? What did the gold coin have to do with it?
Hand me the coin, Rhoda.
Right.
Does that sound like gold?
For all of me, it does. I don't think I've ever heard of gold coin.
Well, it isn't gold. It's iron. Gold-plated.
Well, if that fact is supposed to clear things up, I must be dumb, because I still don't get it.
Well, here, look at my watch.
That isn't a watch, it's a compass.
Exactly. And the coin is magnetized iron. See how the needle wavers when I hold the coin close to it?
So you see, Blackstone could tell when the boxes were switched. The accomplice stole the phony box, and Burdett kept the real one in his pocket.
That's why I didn't mind their leaving the box alone in the room. I knew the diamond and the coin weren't in it.
Burdett was saving the diamonds to sell later and also coming in for half the insurance.
And so another mystery was solved by magic. But what's the trick you're going to show us this time, Blackstone?
Well, Don, I call it the magnetic matches.
Oh, wait, now. You aren't telling us that matches are magnetic.
Some matches are. The big wooden ones with the blue head.
You mean the regular kitchen matches?
Mm-hmm.
Like these here?
That's
it. Show us.
Well, now all you need is a quarter.
Well, here's one.
Thanks.
Now, let's see you magnetize some matches now.
All right. Lay two matches side by side, about 4 inches apart. Right there on the table.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Now, Rhoda, take the coin and draw it toward you, between those matches, very slowly.
Well, here goes. Slowly, slowly. Well, nothing happened.
Well, what could happen, Rhoda?
Well, according to Blackstone, the coin should have made those matches come together.
No, I never said that. The coin should repel them, Rhoda. Make them go apart.
Well, maybe I need a larger coin.
Well, here's a half dollar, Rhoda. I'll try.
Well, here goes again. I draw the coin between the matches. Slowly. No, it doesn't work.
You aren't doing it carefully enough, Rhoda.
No? Well, maybe you're just spoofing us.
Well, just give me that coin. Now watch. I draw it between the matches slowly.
Hey, look at those matches roll apart.
But they really did, and so suddenly...
Say, maybe it's the sulfur in the match heads. Was that what repelled them, Blackstone?
No, it was just some of my magic. Magnetic magic, Rhoda.
Oh, let me try it again, huh? Only if I fail, will you tell me why?
It's a deal, Rhoda. Keep trying, and if the trick won't work, I'll be back to explain it.
Look, I've tried a dozen times.
Give me the half a dollar, Rhoda. Now, remember, you've got to draw it exactly down the middle line.
I know, only it didn't work.
It will if you lean forward, close to the table, so your eye can follow the line, like this.
Say, look at those matches roll apart.
Oh, I'm baffled, utterly baffled.
Well, try it again, Rhoda. But remember, lean forward so your eye can watch the coin.
Well, here it comes, between the matches. Slowly.
Now blow, Rhoda.
Blow? What do you mean?
Blow on the table. Breathe right along the line between the matches. Not too hard, though.
Like this?
Oh.
Say, look at those matches sail apart.
That's the trick, Rhoda. Only you blew too hard.
Oh.
Do it slowly. Easily. Like this.
There go the matches again.
Oh, I get it now. If you blow steadily, easily, why, nobody notices
it. That's right. They're watching the matches, and they think you're watching the kern.
Say, that's a great trick. I'll watch it this time. Now, I draw the coin slowly.
And there go the matches.
Perfect, Rhoda. You did it that time without giving it away. Just a little practice is all you need. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Hand of Cagliostro and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician. Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Hand of Cagliostro. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician.